are listening to me, Bible Thinker. Yeah. Hi, my name is Fivish Finkel's son, and I'm a really neat kid, and I have this really neat cough that's just like hurting my entire face and my toenails, because every time I speak, so my socks start to wiggle, and it triggers this awesome, disgusting hurtness in my right foot. So then I was trying to like hop on the one foot that wasn't hurting, but I was using too much pressure on that foot and stuff. So then I started to try to walk on my head, but I got a scrape on my forehead, so it hurt my left earlobe. And then I got this massive headache right between my eyes, and I couldn't walk or talk at all anymore. And then I got this ice cream from my father, and then I felt all better. But then I finished ice cream, and I started hurting again. So then it got so bad that not only I couldn't talk or walk, but I couldn't go to school either. Really, why don't you believe me? I'm serious. I'm not feeling well, okay? But then my grandma Sprinza came to my house, and she gave me a big hug, and I felt all better because she made me her famous chicken soup with matzo balls. And also, she gave me $10. But still, I was not in a good enough condition to go to school. Really? Really? I'm serious. Please believe me. Oh, my throat is hurting and my toenails are hurt. Oh, and I even have this really bad cough. I'm really not feeling well. So then my grandma Sprinza forced me to take this medicine. I'm telling you, you wouldn't believe it. My grandma Sprinza, you know her? Yeah, so she literally forced me to take this medicine. I'm telling you, you wouldn't believe it. Because she told me that if I don't take this medicine, she'll never make me matzo ball soup again. So I was basically forced to eat the medicine. And she didn't know what that medicine was that she gave me. She gave me 6 bowls of chicken soup and 18 matzo balls. So then, do you know what happened? I felt all better already. But then, you might be asking yourself, why do I still sound like I'm sick? Which, by the way, I really am sick. I'm telling you, really, believe me, please, I'm really sick. And do you want to know why I sound sick and I am still sick? Because what else do you think happens when you eat 6 bowls of chicken soup and 18 matzo balls? But anyways, what I'm trying to tell you is that in the future, when you become a grandmother, you should never ever force your grandchildren to eat chicken soup times 6 bowls and matzo balls times 18. But I'm also trying to teach you today's mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 142, that unlike when you lend a yid money so you're not allowed to constantly bother him to give you back the money like we learned a couple of days ago. So by a guy, if you lend money to a guy, so then today's mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs teaches that you have to go and ask him for the money over and over and over and over. Like, basically, you can force the guy that borrowed money from you to pay you back, which you can't do by a yid. Almost like my grandma Sprinza forced me to... Hey, wait a second. Oh my gosh, no way. Oh my gosh, it's Grandma Sprinza. She's coming out of her car. She's coming to my house and she's got something big in her hands. Oh no, it better not be that matzo ball soup with the chicken soup. Wait a second. I think I'm feeling all better already and stuff. Because she has 7 layers of chocolate scoops in her hands. Chocolate flavor, vanilla flavor, blueberry flavor, almond flavor, strawberry flavor, chocolate chip flavor, coconut flavor.
You're listening to me. Bible Thinker at the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Oh, yeah. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place, same time.